I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel continues its airstrike campaign on Lebanon in what Israel says are ongoing operations against Hezbollah. This as Hezbollah launches more rocket attacks into Israel. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Israeli airstrikes on Sunday crash into southern Beirut. Israel says the attacks are part of its ongoing campaign against Iran-backed terror group Hezbollah. Meanwhile, a residential building in Israel has its side blown out following an attack of more than 185 rockets throughout the country launched by Hezbollah in Lebanon. The militant group began its most recent campaign of launching attacks into Israel following the Hamas terror attacks against Israel on October 7, 2023. Hezbollah said it did so in solidarity with Hamas. Pressure continues climbing for a ceasefire deal between the nations, and the European Union pledged more than $200 million in support of Lebanese armed forces while seeking an end to the war. As cross-border fire continues, Lebanon's caretaker prime minister accused Israel of sending a direct and bloody message rejecting all efforts to reach a ceasefire. The all-out war between Israel and Lebanon erupted in September. About 90 Israeli soldiers and nearly 50 civilians have died so far. And according to Lebanese officials, more than 3,500 people there died, with about 1.2 million people, nearly a quarter of its population, displaced. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday denounced the killing of a rabbi in the United Arab Emirates as a heinous anti-Semitic terrorist act. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The body of Rabbi Zvi Kogan was found as tensions in the region continue to rise, with reports of Israeli strikes killing dozens in Lebanon and Gaza over the weekend. Rabbi Kogan managed a kosher supermarket in Dubai, where he went missing on Thursday. He's seen in front of the store in social media video, filmed 2 days before he disappeared. He also worked for an Orthodox Jewish group in the UAE. Netanyahu said on Sunday his country would, quote, act with all means to bring justice to the murderers. Kogan's body was found in the Emirati city of Al Ain, which borders Oman, though it is not clear if he was killed there or elsewhere.
I found it in Al Ain, but
that's according to a former Israeli Druze politician who spoke to Reuters. Emirati and Israeli authorities have not said who was involved in the killing or what the motive might have been.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Nations from around the world reached an agreement on how rich countries can support poor countries in the face of climate change in the early hours Sunday at the UN's COP29 climate conference, but many officials and activists say they are unsatisfied, calling it a far from perfect arrangement. AP correspondent Melina Walling has more from Baku, Azerbaijan.
Rich countries have agreed to pool together at least $300 billion a year by 2035. It's not near the full amount of $1.3 trillion that developing countries were asking for and that experts say was needed. But some delegations said this deal is headed in the right direction, with hopes that more money flows in the future. Activists and experts expressed concern that the agreement lets rich countries off the hook for their role in the climate disasters that are hurting communities around the world. And members of some developing countries said that the number doesn't begin to match their need, and they expressed anger and disappointment at the deal.
AP correspondent Melina Walling. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday called on Ukraine's Western partners to concentrate their efforts on helping provide an air defense system able to protect people after Ukraine air defense units shot down 50 of 73 drones launched overnight. Zelensky said Ukraine was working with its allies to find a response to Russia's use of a new medium-range ballistic missile last week. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.